Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. We are live. This is the very first episode of the All Moves Podcast in 2024. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Let's kick this off right. Let's start this year right with an amazing episode that's going to challenge you. As always, it's going to bring awareness to the current position you are in, to why you are in the position you are in, and it will inspire you, discourage you, or piss you off, depending on which perspective you are listening to this with. That's a great way to start the show. Let's talk about the resistance to growth. The resistance to the development of oneself. The resistance to becoming more. See, I talk about reinventing yourself. I talk about studying and understanding the problems of the mind to create clarity and awareness. I talk about living life in a very religious way, meaning psychologically aware of yourself with the psychological boundaries that you have, breaking limitations within yourself, unlocking the limitations you have placed on yourself. All these things that I talk about, assuming that this is what you actually want. Not only to bring hope, because change is very possible, but it's also to remind you, like, yo, bring your priorities right back to the right place. Now, the truth is, fam, this is facts. Look around. It's facts. The build-up to the new year is what people like. The conversation around it is what people like. The excitement around it is what people ride the wave on, right? This is a chance, you know, to create a new me. I'm going to get started in the new year. Why is there so much resistance when it comes to becoming more valuable? Why is there so much resistance when it comes to being the best version of yourself? Where does the resistance come from? Why does one get pissed off when one speaks the truth about their current situation? Why does one feel bad versus one getting inspired or getting pissed off to the point where one takes action with forward movement, healthy action with forward movement? See, change, fam, change is inevitable. It will happen regardless. Life will force you to change, always. And what we talk about on the show is you being the influencer of change. You deciding what it is that you want with your future. Where do you want to go? What is it that you want to do? And taking responsibility and taking ownership of that. Now, the way most people live, they're just existing and that is all. There is resistance with the details, with the action. There's resistance. One would prefer to stay the same and have the world around them change, right? Existing on this planet with no direction, being pulled in so many different places, influenced in so many places, just wanting to consume, just wanting to be entertained. Just wanting to be around any single human being that would give it attention. Doesn't matter who, doesn't matter what. Then wonders why there's no deep, meaningful connections, right? See, this resistance is costing you. This mindset and this mentality that most people move with is what keeps people in the same place and repeating the same mistakes. You make moves with your level of awareness, then you get the results of those moves that you make. Then we don't learn from them. When you don't learn from your mistakes, you're not really understanding what's going on. You're getting the same result over and over and over and over again, wishing things were different. And worst part is, some people think that change is not even possible, right? Which again, fighting hard for everything around them to change. You make me feel bad, so you have to change the way you say things. Instead of saying, how can I change how I react and respond to what is being said so then I can control that, right? I can determine what's hurtful, what's offensive, and what's not. A mind that doesn't think it can change, it just absorbs what is happening in the world. Life is happening to it. See, fam, if I were to live that way, with that mentality, I would struggle just to even be alive. I won't even know what it is that I'm doing. I would sit around and just be like, okay, what am I doing? Why am I here? Because it's a very unintentional life. It's not intentional. There's no direction. There's nothing. There's just escapisms and problems that come with that escape. There's empty conversations, empty relationships, empty. Everything's just empty. Meaningless moves, just existing. Paying bills and escaping your problems and bringing no real value to this world. Working whatever job that pays the best, and it doesn't really fuel you. It doesn't really move you. It doesn't inspire you. There's no intention, moment-to-moment intention. This is why I talk about this at the highest level. There has to be intention with the way you are living your life. Everything needs to be intentional. Everything matters. Every detail of your life matters. Every conversation you have matters. Everything you eat matters. Everything you consume matters. Everything matters. But do you see it that way? Or do you see it as work? Do you see it as, oh, I got to do all of this instead of getting excited to making yourself more valuable? What does the prepared version of you look like? What does the most valuable version of you look like? What does the sexiest version of you look like? Think about that. Look at how much you ignore yourself and how careless one is when it comes to developing oneself. Developing the skills, developing your craft, just developing more knowledge within your craft, building yourself up as a human being and looking at yourself, putting it on paper. Okay, what value do I bring to this world? What value do I bring to those around me? And how can I make myself more valuable? Instead of wishing things were different, you actually developed yourself to influence the future towards a different direction. But why is there so much resistance in that? It's not that you can't do it. The question is, do you want to? Do you want to be the best mother that you can be? Do you want to be the best father that you can be? Do you want to be the best worker that you can be? The best son, the best daughter that you can be? Do you understand what I'm saying here? The importance of developing yourself and how being the best version of you is what's best for everybody around you. Do you see that? Do you see that how everything that's happening to you right now in your life is happening for a reason? Do you see that? Do you understand that? That the results are the results for a reason, regardless of what has happened to you in your past? Do you understand that at this very moment, as these words are being processed in your mind, that you are deciding to make decisions, you are moving with conclusions, you're receiving it the way you're supposed to receive it, at this very moment, has nothing to do with what happened before. We're talking about right now, at this very second, as these words, these sound waves are being processed through your ears and where you're listening to it, the way you're listening to it, what you're doing while you're listening to it, your intention, your engagement with the information. From here on out, you can make one decision that completely changes it all, because then you realize, you know what? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. But there's resistance at the highest level for most people. Resistance, just energetically, physically, emotionally. Excuses. And I always love saying this to the people around me, to my clients, to my family, even on this show. It's like, what are we talking about here? What are we actually saying? To be the best person that you can be for those around you? To lead by example and hold those you love accountable? To inspire, to lead, to grow? To handle your responsibilities? What are we talking about here? Everybody around you would love it if you were to develop yourself in just one area of life. Think about this, right? What's a better version of you? Somebody who is overweight, sloppy, breathing hard, doesn't have any cardio, can't even go up a flight of steps, broke, sluggish, insecure, or you're in the best shape of your life, you have energy for days, you're confident, you're strong, you have knowledge and education that you can pass down to other people. Which version is best to be around? The person who's always sad and down and angry and hating on everybody else and lonely and just like, oh, kicking rocks? Or the person who's excited, the person who is being intentional with their day-to-day, the person who's taking action and succeeding and walking with their head up high? They're always smiling. They're happy, they're making jokes, but they're also serious when it comes to the process of change and the process of growth. Which person would you rather be around? People will appreciate you more. People will want to help you out more because of how you help yourself and how you appreciate yourself. The way you love yourself is contagious. And also the way you hate yourself and the way you talk to yourself and conversations you have with yourself, that's also contagious as well. You decide to put yourself in environments with like-minded individuals, wondering why there's no meaningful relationships in your life. It makes so much sense. You don't have a meaningful relationship with yourself. So I'm challenging you to grow this year. I'm challenging you to be intentional with every single move that you make. I'm challenging you, fam, to do what's best for the body and mind. And almost all these episodes are going to be the same. And I'm not talking about same topic. We're gonna focus on certain things, right? We're going to highlight certain things, but the process is the same, man. It's about being the best version of you, being clear in the mind and doing what's best for the body and mind. It's like, it doesn't make sense to live the opposite way and then complain about it and then hope that everything around you change. It doesn't make sense. You can do it. You're just choosing not to. When you're lazy, laziness, fam, you know what's interesting about laziness? Laziness is a secret ingredient when it comes to failure. And it's only kept a secret to those that fail. Right? It's a kept secret. It's like, I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to tell people to why I'm broke, to why I'm not developing myself, to why I'm unhealthy, to why I'm overweight. I don't want to tell nobody. But the secret in that, that there's laziness at the highest level. One doesn't want to wake up early and go to the gym. One doesn't want to eat right and do what they can to make sure they're having quality food in their system. One doesn't want to make the sacrifices that it takes to put themselves in environment, in thriving environments. There's laziness. Let me just accept whatever comes my way instead of living with high standards, developing myself and making myself more valuable and creating more opportunities for myself because I'm constantly looking to forever grow and develop myself in areas that most people ignore. Think about it. Laziness is a secret ingredient to why people are not where they say they want to be. Laziness. You can make any excuse. You can say there's a lot going on. All of it is in your mind. Because there's people that can take your situation. There's people who has taken your situation and are winning with it. It's facts. There's people right now in your situation that are winning with it. The cards they've been dealt with, they use it as fuel and inspiration, while most people use it as excuses, doubt, insecurities. And they're living this lifestyle that's low quality and accepting it. Look, again, the position you are in is temporary, which means it can change if you want it to change, which is why we're talking about this, which is why we're having this conversation, we're having this dialogue, which is why this show exists, because it's to go into your mind and say, hey, alter your perspective, change your perspective about the world, change your perspective about yourself, and you will change your life. Now, poor, being poor, fam, is a state of mind. Being broke is a temporary financial situation, right? It's someone who is committed to the mindset of being poor. It becomes a way of life. And what that mind cares about is the reason why it's in the position it's in. Now, being broke temporarily due to a financial situation, you're in debt, you're not where you want to be. Oh, okay, you made the wrong moves. And you can change that. You can adapt. You can adjust. There's a lot of information to learn from that. But when the whole foundation of your mind is built on just pure survival, lack of direction, there's no inspiration to grow, to change, to succeed. You're getting mad at everybody who's winning and who's succeeding and who's happy. You're jealous and you're envious of others and you're all like, this is low energy. It's whack. It's whack energy. It's whack. Nobody wants to be around that. Change it. Change it. Change it right now. Do it right now. Understand. First of all, be aware that this is you. That this is how you move in. This repulsive energy. Where people come around you. It's like, oh, what is this? And the only people that stay around you are the people who are in the same level, in the same situation, because misery loves company. And why is it that when we speak the truth, there's a problem? See, this is how we need to be moving in the new year. In the new year, we need to be moving with this mindset where we are challenging those we love. We're no longer just accepting things. We're no longer just watching somebody lose and settle for mediocrity and not say anything about it. We must challenge everyone. Challenge everyone to step their game up. Make it as uncomfortable as you can be by living your best life. That's where I'm at, fam. That's where I've been at. It's like, I'm going to live my best life, and the way you feel about it will determine whether or not you succeed and grow with me, or you look in a different direction because you can't handle the truth. You can't handle the facts. You can't see other people win and succeed because it's so hard for you to watch other people smile. This has to change. And if this is you, it changes right now. And make that intention and make that decision. That is the point to why we are pointing this out and we are even talking about this to begin with. is for you to not just accept. Those around me, those who want to be in my circle, will be challenged, period. I will hold the people I love accountable. And I will do it by leading by example first and doing what's best for me first, getting the results first, seeing the results of the changes and seeing what's possible for me, and then turning around and saying, yo, what are you doing? Stop allowing the people around you to do what's unhealthiest for themselves. Stop allowing the people you say you love to settle for mediocrity, to settle for this mindset of being a victim and complaining and being a loser. I'm telling you, fam, this is the year for you to develop yourself, to step your game up, cut the laziness, and then lead for those around you. It just takes one person. That's all it takes. One person. All it takes is one person for things to change around, right? You living your best life. You doing what's best for the body and mind. You becoming more valuable. You addressing the problems in the mind. And then turning around and looking at somebody who's never had this conversation, because most people are afraid to have it. You look at somebody and say, yo, what are you doing? Getting people to question their moves so they can make positive changes in their life. This is what we're talking about here. Can no longer play it off and act like, oh, okay, cool, just let people be. Just let people be. So you love these people, the ones you're letting them be. Let them figure it out. Hold people accountable. Move with that excitement. Be intentional about your life. Because when you do that, everyone takes notice. Everyone looks at you and say, well, what are you doing? Why are you moving with so much energy, with so much excitement? Challenge people, fam. People want this idea. Listen. A lazy mind, one that is committed to laziness. Likes the idea that change is impossible, right? I can't do it. You don't understand the way my brain is wired, what I have gone through in the past. You don't understand my physical condition. Always looking for reason to why it can't. It could be in the healthiest position, and yet it will still say, you know, it's just a lot going on, and I just can't do it. But if you challenge a lazy mind, right? You challenge it. And you bring awareness to the fact that this is a choice. One is choosing to be a bum. One is choosing to escape their problems and run away from itself. One is choosing to be overweight. One is choosing to be broke. One is choosing to not learn the information that it needs to learn. One is choosing to not take action. This is why there's conflict in that. Because if it wasn't true, then people won't react the way they react to the facts, right? People react the way they react because what is being said is backed by truth. So the fact is, you can change. You're just choosing not to. The fact is, you can lead by example. You can make more money. You can lose your weight. You can make positive changes in your life. You're just choosing not to commit. People fear commitment. People fear going all in. People are not willing to make the sacrifices that it takes to get to that next level. So then what are you focused on? What are you doing? I can't imagine myself existing on this planet with that type of mentality. What becomes important? Unnecessary problems? Think about the results of this lifestyle that one lives. One that does not live intentionally, one that is lazy, one that blames everybody else but themselves, has to depend on everyone else but themselves. Think about this mindset. What does it focus on? Empty relationships? Empty meaningless conversations? Unhealthy body in and out of the hospital? It's like, what is this human focus on? The unhealthy conversation that happens in one mind because one can't look in the mirror straight in its eyes and likes what it sees, right? It can't like itself. It can't love itself. And if you can't love yourself, then how can you love others? My point is this, fam. At this very moment, regardless of where you are, regardless of what has happened to you, my entire point of saying all of this is to tell you that you can make a change at this very moment right now. You don't have to live that way. You don't have to be that. You don't have to accept that. You don't have to sit around and say, yeah, this is just the way it is. You don't understand. No. Let's get away from that. Let's be intentional. Stop being lazy and let's be intentional. Cut the whole resistance thing. I'm resistant to growth, resistant to success, resistant to positive results in one's life. Like, why is there so much resistance? Why do you want to justify being a loser? Why do you want to justify being broke? Why do you want to justify not doing? Let's get serious, fam. Get serious in your life and then hold those you love accountable. You deserve it. You deserve to live a different existence. Think about it. Your whole life can change. Your whole life can be different if you want it to be. It can happen right now. It started right now. Those of you who are listening to this, especially back to back to back to back shows, there's a reason why you're listening to this. Because you do want more. Yeah, it's difficult. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, there's a lot of adversity. Yes, I understand. I'm very empathetic how difficult this process can be, especially when most of the world is living within that resistance. Oh, I tried that already. It doesn't work for me. And it wouldn't work for you. Why care about that? Start focusing on this. No, let's stop running away from our problems and start running towards our problems. I understand the difficulty. I understand how hard it is. I understand how just the amount of adversity when it comes to recreating and repositioning your life. I understand that. And this is why I'm doing this. This is why I'm sharing this with you. You have to keep your perspective sharp. Keep your perspective strong. And start fixing. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of, oh, why me? Why me? Like, this is dumb. Stop this way of thinking. Look at your life. Look at where you're putting your energy. Look at where you're putting your attention. Look at what you're focused on. Clear the conversations you have with yourself. Start being intentional with every single move you make. Don't overlook the details. Start respecting yourself and loving yourself more. Start getting excited and moving with momentum. Stop blaming everybody else but yourself. Stop being lazy. I gotta keep repeating, stop being lazy. Stop being lazy. Stop sitting around waiting till tomorrow to make something happen. Stop getting envious and jealous of everyone else. This is your time, fam. This is your moment. This is your moment. You got to break through those barriers that are all in your mind. The world is in your head. It's all happening in your mind. All of it is happening in your mind. Your perspective, your outlook on life, your work ethic. All of it is on you. And don't get overwhelmed by it. Why get overwhelmed? Get excited. Don't be overwhelmed by it. Structure yourself out. Write things down. Put it on paper. See it in front of you. Look at it. Get inspired and tackle one thing at a time. Get excited for the future that you are creating. Get pumped up. And once you start focusing on this moment to moment, building yourself up, watch everything around you change. More money will come into your bank account. Because your ideas start to get more sharper. You start to get more wise. Start to build yourself up. Become more valuable. There's quality relationships. Quality conversations. Healthy conversations. You're more confident. You're more aware. You're more clear. You're moving on another level, fam. You're on another level. And you keep this perspective. And you keep this as a priority. You make this the number one most important thing in your life. It's the development of oneself. Value growth, value success, value making adjustments. Study your failures. Respect yourself to the highest level. Love yourself to the highest level. Yeah, some of these words can piss you off and make you uncomfortable, but it's worth it. It's all out of love. It's to help you grow and help your family grow and help those you love grow and help you become a better person. This is what I want for you. Now borrow my energy and you should want that for yourself. Settle for nothing less than the best. Let's go, fam. 2024 is your year. Speak it, claim it, own it, and make it happen. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. I truly, like, you have no idea how much I appreciate you for reaching this point and you listening to this podcast. There's so many shows out there. There's so many people, you know, who sound like me and talk like me and saying the words and life-changing information, and you're choosing to listen to me. And I truly appreciate that. All I ask in return, fam, because I give my life to this. I gave my life to the show. I gave my life to this episode. All I'm asking, fam, if you found it valuable, is to leave a review on the show. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're able to leave a review, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the pod, and it helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. So if you can, right now, this moment, before you, you know, start your day, or go to sleep, or before you do whatever it is you're doing next, please leave a review on the show. I truly appreciate it, fam. Till next time.